This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here's John Bowne's latest report here on the InfoWar. Please stay with us. Big news coming up next segment.
For those of you who don't know me, my name's John. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I run a funeral home called Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services, and it is the 6th of December, 2021. So what we're seeing is a large number, an unnaturally large number of deaths due to heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, and these are all as a direct result of thrombosis to embolisms in the lungs, the legs, various places that's causing these deaths. And these are well documented by the local coroners. These are well documented, across the country. Nobody seems to be concerned by the alarming rise in them, you know. I used to see a blood clot very, very rarely, and now I've seen more this year than I have in the previous 14, to give you an idea. I've written to the Chief Coroner of England. He isn't concerned. I've had no response for weeks and weeks, and then I had an email from his secretary saying he's not interested. The other type of death that I'm seeing, which is more distressing for me personally, is people who are getting sick now as their immune systems finally give up. So they've had the jabs maybe 6-8 months ago, and it's been eaten away at their immune system, and now they're struggling to fight off things like the common cold. These people, it was well documented on the Georgia Guidestones and other places what would happen. These people are going to willingly walk over the cliff begging for more.
But if you do as many families did, you get vaccinated and boosted, you use testing judiciously before you gather in well-ventilated spaces and use masks whenever you can in public indoor spaces, your risk can be quite low and your holidays can be quite fulfilling. That's what so many families experienced this past Thanksgiving.
Look, this is how we put health and safety first, by ensuring that there is a vaccine mandate that reaches everyone universally in the private sector. A lot of folks in the private sector said to me they believe in vaccination, but they're not quite sure how they can do it themselves. Well, we're going to do it.
Masks will be required in all public outdoor settings where physical distancing is not possible.
The emergency mask mandate rule in Oregon is something that OSHA adopted in late 2020, and it is temporary. And with that, it's set to expire next week on May 4th. With the nuances of state law, OSHA's not actually allowed to extend temporary rules. That's not how it works. They can either let the temporary rule expire, or they can make it permanent.
I know you're following the data, but are there some assumptions you can now make about Omicron in terms of its potential to do greater harm?
Right now in South Africa, there was very little Delta as the Omicron was increasing. Here we actually have more Delta, but it may very well be that Omicron is able to outcompete Delta.
But it's all predestined to happen because we're not conscious and we don't really stand up for what's right. And so when you don't stand up against evil, it always makes a move. The globalists are predators.
So anybody who spins lies and threatens and all that theater that goes on with some of the investigations and the congressional committees and the Rand Pauls and all that other nonsense, that's noise, Margaret. That's noise. I know what my job is.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
As if that's his get-out-of-jail-free card that Ted Cruz legally and lawfully was trying to have a 10-day Senate investigation that's in the Constitution of that election, something Democrats had 4 years before. As if, Ted Cruz now is a January 6th conspirator when it was the deep state that helped provocateur some of the crowd, a very small percentage of the crowd, in the building. So they're really hanging their hat behind the scenes on the January 6th committee to brand Americans as terrorists ahead of the midterms so they can stage some terror attacks and blame it on us. Make no mistake, that's in the cards. We told you. New variant, lockdowns, hysteria.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says no. Stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com.
You thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And the colors of the sea, find your eyes.
So John O'Looney owns a major funeral home in the UK, and since the experimental injections began, exactly what the FDA documents predicted last year has happened. Massive increases in heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, bleeding out. And he's gone, like the head of the German Pathology Union, you know, that's the coroner's union, to the state and federal government and said, what's happening here? And normally, if an undertaker, who's, by the way, has to get the medical examiners, the coroners, it's the same thing under common law in the UK as it is here, it's where it comes from, to come certify. They're telling him, the coroners, yeah, this person died of the shot. Yeah, this person died. I mean, they say on the inserts it can do it. And he's seen an at least 14 times increase. He's seen more death from this in the last year than he saw in all his previous years. Remember all those different medical doctors we played clips of? That several of them own big biopsy clinics that look at biopsies of cancer from all people's bodies. And what did they say? Two different ones. They've seen over a 20 times increase in cancers. That's the same thing that the German scientist and the head of the union, the doctor, the head of the pathology union said. And they now admit it. They admit it in the fine print, but when the American Heart Association last week points it out, says, hey, you should know this can increase heart attacks, especially in young people. Oh, my God, you're not allowed to. You're not. It's true, but you're not the WHO, so you're not allowed to talk about it. The level of gaslighting, the level of control we've already put up with is just insane. It's like all these senators that have been censored for giving their views on what's going on. They go, well, you're not the UN. You can't talk. We're blocking your congressional speech. And Congress takes it. And that's why we see the green light for more and more control. So the article's up on InfoWars.com. John Bounds got a new report on it as well. We're also going to put on screen for TV viewers to share. But Undertaker exposes COVID vaccine death cover-up. Undertaker exposes cover-up of surge in blood clot deaths. And here is the video. You can find it at band.video and newswars.com. InfoWars is down right now. Newswars.com. Get it. Share it. The enemy doesn't want this seen.
So just a quick update from me. For those of you who don't know me, my name's John. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I run a funeral home called Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services. And a quick search online for that will find me and verify who I am. So many of you will know me, so I'll just give you an update as to where we are at this time, and it is the 6th of December, 2021. So what we're seeing is a large number, an unnaturally large number of deaths due to heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, and these are all as a direct result of thrombosis, embolisms, in the lungs, the legs, various places that's causing these deaths. And these are well documented by the local coroners. These are well documented, you know, across the country. Nobody seems to be concerned by the alarming rise in them, you know. I used to see a blood clot very, very rarely, and now I see more this year than I have in the previous 14, to give you an idea. I've written to the Chief Coroner of England. He isn't concerned. I've had no response for weeks and weeks, and then I had an email from his secretary saying he's not interested. There you go. This is the guy who's supposed to be protecting us from harm. So we're seeing those deaths. The other type of death that I'm seeing, which is more distressing for me personally, is people who are getting sick now as their immune systems finally give up. So they've had the jabs maybe 6-8 months ago, and it's been eaten away at their immune system, and now they're struggling to fight off things like the common cold. So we're in winter, and as you'll be aware, there are colds and flus about in this time of the year. These people can't fight it off, and the government are very quick to label it Omicron, a new variant, you know, and they are sick, but they're sick with basic things like the common cold. Their immune systems are decimated, and if you think about it logically, much like, for example, a cancer patient. So when you get a cancer patient and they're on chemotherapy, it decimates their immune system, and one of the things that they have to be extremely careful of is, because they've got no immune system, a basic common cold or a flu can kill them. And this is what we're seeing now in these jab recipients across up and down the country. They're becoming extremely ill, really, really ill. And the saddest thing is they're actually convinced that if they'd have had the jab, it would have, you know, lessened that illness. So, for example, I've got a couple of friends. I've known them for a long time. Very intelligent guy. Logical thinker, him and his wife have both been jabbed. She's had one, he's had both. He's bitterly desperate now. He's desperate to get the booster because he feels so terribly ill, he thinks that will make him feel better. You know, what do you say to these people? Because they just won't believe it. They feel terribly ill. His wife is saying how she's desperate now. She's had one jab, wishes she'd had the second. She's desperate to get the second, can't get booked up quick enough. I've tried to explain, this is what is killing you. This is killing you. It's damaging your immune system. All you've got is a common cold. And I said to him, look, I will come over, I'll bring you whatever you need. I will kiss you on the lips because I'm in no danger of falling sick because I have an immune system that's protecting me as a guy who hasn't been jabbed. These people, you know, it was well documented on the Georgia Guidestones and other places what would happen. These people are going to willingly walk over the cliff begging for more. I really don't know what else I can say. So that's, you know, we're nearly 12 months in now from when the first jabs went into people. So their immune systems will be falling apart now. That's the reality, and that's what I'm seeing. You know, neighbours getting sick and ill and having Amazon deliveries because they have to isolate, they can't get out, because their immune systems are falling over, and it's winter, and it's cold season, and they can't cope with the cold anymore in the same way a cancer patient with a decimated immune system can't. I really, I wish I knew the answer. You know, what can I do? What can I do to convince people what is actually happening to them? You know, I really don't know. I really don't know, but I'm seeing it. I know it's happening. This is when I went for the meeting in September to Westminster. The scientists there said exactly what would happen, and lo and behold, this is what's happening. You know, these people are getting sick and dying, as I said all along, you know. I kind of, now is the time I'm starting to wait for the phone calls to come in from family and friends, and it's frightening, isn't it? You know, and I do wonder if these people will fall over and die still thinking it's convinced it's COVID, you know, and blaming anti-vaxxers, you know. Oh, you're a terrible danger if it wasn't for you, you know. You know, what can you say? What can you say? All I can do, you know, you can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink. And I've told these people what would happen to them.
Okay, he still goes on from there. It's extremely powerful. Now, remember what Dr. Yeadon, Michael Yeadon, the former head of Pfizer, chief scientist, said before any shots began last year. He said it's going to cause massive ADE where a regular cold's going to kill you. And it's going to cause blood clots and heart attacks because the Holy Grail is creating a vaccine for the common cold. It's been tried thousands of times, and every time it creates a nightmare. So when they chose this, they chose the worst possible cold virus that had been mutated to be even worse to make it as bad as possible. Everything they did was pure evil. And, of course, it's not Omicron, as he said, that's doing this. We always said they'll claim it's a new variant. I said over a year ago when everybody starts dying in the winter of 2021. So we've been hit with a bio attack by the corrupt criminals that have hijacked our governments, and they're literally killing us because we won't submit to them. They've made the decision. They can't make us join them, so they're going to kill us. So this is it. You're under bio attack. And I can't believe so many idiots are working with the system that wants to kill them.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Start exterminating the majority of the population via human sacrifice. There's a real desire somewhere down deep to do this with sick people. And now we know for a fact what all the chief scientists and top scientists told us almost two years ago. They said, we've looked at this shot they're saying they're going to roll out. It's going to cause massive autoimmune problems, massive heart attacks, massive blood clots. And if you go back to all those reports back in December of last year that Dr. Yidan and Dr. Wudarg, who's the chief head of the board on the EU science advisory system, put out, exactly what they said came true. And then I have the Australian Prime Minister, fake conservative, come out and attack me for having a member of parliament on saying, this is parallel to Nazi Germany. Yeah, the medical tyranny, the Nuremberg Code violations. Next segment, I'm going to play the German member of the EU Parliament saying exactly what I'm saying. That history is now repeating itself, and let the Prime Minister of Australia know that. But that should give us hope that that dog, I don't want to insult our canine friends, that that monster, fake evangelical Christian, devil, is so upset that we had a prominent member of parliament on from the Liberal Party to say that the emperor has no clothes, that there's an elephant in the room. That's coming up next segment because it is a big, big deal. And then my memory was not wrong about a year ago and about 11 months ago. But started a year ago, started right around this time last year, 12 months ago. My memory remembered Trump being refused to Democrats on the news saying, you're a fascist. We're not going to put troops on the streets of D.C. to protect. I've told my crews how to find the clips. They haven't found the clips, but they found the articles. And now they're trying to spin it with some colonel that Trump secretly didn't want the military to be called out because he thought his constituents taking over the Capitol would make him look good and somehow legitimize him staying in office. That's preposterous. But you all remember that Trump tried to get the National Guard out there and they wouldn't let him. But you know what? I actually pulled the articles up from the time. Oh, you're not going to get troops, Trump, you fascist. Remember when he tried to call troops out to stop all the looting and burning of churches in D.C. and Black Lives Matter? And Millie marched with him once and Millie then apologized for even the military being seen in public. That was all them telling him he couldn't use the military. Yeah, there's CBS News. Trump, print that for me. Trump demanded 10,000 active duty troops deploy in the streets of the Oval Office meeting. And that was in June. And he did it again. And I even have the directives. But the D.C. mayor is in control like a governor. And if the mayor doesn't want something, it's not called out, which is good. I mean, I get if a governor, the mayor in the case of D.C., doesn't want the federal government putting troops on the streets, they have that power to say no unless the president overrides it. He didn't override it. So, yeah, print me that article, too. I forgot about that one. Pelosi's fault. Speaker Pelosi told Sergeant-at-Arms to deny National Guard due to optics. That was on the news at the time. Fascist Trump wants 10,000 troops. You're not getting them, you Nazi. Trump wants the troops to take over the Capitol. Remember that? He wants them for martial law. He's planning a coup. He's planning a military dictatorship. Remember all that? I guess I'm already covering this. I've said I'd do it next segment. Or the next segment. Sorry, I got to respond to the Australian Prime Minister attacking me by name. And that's a good thing, because I want criminals like him not liking me. I want them to know the world's awake to them. I want the world to rally to Australia's aid and Germany's aid and others that are under this takeover, because Australia today, America, and where I live in Texas tomorrow, this is a global, evil, Chi-Com-backed corporate takeover. So, what's the saying? Nobody knows who first said it, but it's been out for over a decade. The propaganda wouldn't be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They wouldn't be doing all this and trying to shut us up if they weren't on thin, thin, thin ice, baby. And they're not the only people on the planet. They're not the only people that can build infrastructure and raise money and take action. We've done it. You've done it. You bet on yourself when you bet on InfoWars. You bet on the future. You decided to not roll over in a ditch and just give in to the globalists. So I'll say it again. I need as much capital as we can get in this operation to expand. Hell, I'm thinking about getting on a plane and going up to Ghislaine Maxwell event. Just don't even have the reporters to do it yet. I'm trying to hire a couple more right now. But we've got so much we want to do, and we fought the globalists to a stalemate right now. So we can't, just because everything's so horrible, pull back because the world looks so dismal and let them demoralize us. We've got to expand in this horrible moment. We've got to get more aggressive in this horrible moment. We've got to work harder and do more broadcast and speak out and fight tyranny now more than ever. Because this is the time in history, and this is when it's all going down. We extended it one day. Today's got to be the last day because we're running out of the products. All the apparel is at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. So you get a great shirt, get to spread the word and wear your colors loud and proud in the InfoWar and sports transmission. Store-wide free shipping. Double Patriot points, up to 60% off best-selling products, 50% off Prostagard back in stock, 40% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion for your immune system and your whole body. An amazing product. Everybody loves it. Let's try it. 50% off Super Male Super Female Vitality. Big discounts on Down and Out Sleep Aid, Lung Cleanse. 40% off on Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy, and the list goes on and on. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% Humanoid. Nobody's got anything even near that. The other leading competitor is 70-something percent. It's 40% off in the powder and the liquid. All at InfoWarsStore.com. And the Super Coral Calcium Toothpaste with the tea tree oil that's so antibacterial and good for your body, and the iodine, and then the coral calcium. Everything in there. It's the same as the silver formula. Just doesn't have the silver in it. And we have the other products there, like the activated charcoal concentrate toothpaste. And a new product that just came out that I love. We had a design of this shirt like 10 years ago. Stopped making it for some reason. And then I saw Jake Ducey wearing one just like it that I knew was a knockoff of an original design we put off, which was fine. So I said, bring back that classic, the Ring of the 13 Stars with the Made in 1776. Will you click on the shirt and make it bigger for me? Thanks. Made in 1776 right in the center. And then the American flag on the right arm. That shirt is in gray, dark gray and black, with InfoWars.com on the back, and it's selling at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And that is one of the best looking shirts out there. In fact, now that they've arrived, I got to get a few and so I can wear them on air. That's how you keep us on air. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I am a worldly person, meaning I like going to ball games. I like going to concerts. I like going to play golf. I like going out to dinner. I like the metropolitan life. I like everything that comes with this. But see, I have the survival instinct that is to get the hell out of Democrat-run cities, get the hell out of major metropolitan areas, because unless we change course soon, it's all crashing down. Is it time to just move out to the woods? Just time to go get a piece of property in the woods? Just get off grid? Just get the emergency food supplies? Just live off the land? That's the survival instinct. But see, the worldly part of me, that's still probably the majority part of me, says, no, 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 no. stay in the city. The survival instinct says, get the hell out of anywhere that ever notion that you need to get a vaccine or a mask. That's the internal struggle that my guess is a lot of you in the audience are facing as well. But you can at least have some comfort if you have the emergency food supplies. And so we have the best ones at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars!
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, the Prime Minister of Australia came out and attacked a member of Parliament who was on our show last week. George Christensen. They are very, very, very upset with him coming on and making parallels to the lockdowns and the tyranny of how tyranny grew in Nazi Germany and what it led to in the Third Reich. And so now the Prime Minister has come out and attacked over that. We'll show you that quote in the article for the London Guardian here in just a moment. But first, here is that member of Parliament, Christina Anderson, of the European Union Parliament from Germany, saying exactly what the member of Parliament said from Australia. And she was directly speaking because she's retweeted our information, we know. His SOS that he issued last week on this show. They're afraid of international connections and solidarity between Germany and Australia and the United States and Canada and Mexico and Brazil and South Africa and Libya and Iraq and Russia and Japan and Tunisia and Indonesia and New Zealand. But think about how weak these criminals are. Then the London Guardian, they had the headline earlier, I showed it to you. Oh, Prime Minister responds to terrible statements of George Christensen. Think about how weak they are, that they are forced to get to that point and do things like that. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. So, why doesn't everybody grab this video? They'll probably delete it off Twitter, but that's where it came from. Member of Parliament Christina Anderson sends a message to the world. That's the name of the video. In fact, I'll have it reposted in a live show feed at newswars.com. Because you can't go to Infowars.com. It's down with huge internet outages. If you go to newswars.com, I'll have her message posted there, and then you can send it to the whole Parliament of Australia and the whole Parliament of New Zealand, because that's where they're really targeting folks that are on an island. We will fight. German MEP declares solidarity with Australians battling COVID tyranny. There it is at newswars.com. When InfoWars is down, go to newswars.com or freeworldnews.tv. And we'll post that little video of her right there so you can send it to the Australian Prime Minister, Mr. Conservative Christian, that lets them create an internet ID and lock people in their houses. It says the shots are permanent and don't talk to your neighbors or don't look at the sun and COVID FEMA camps as he shepherds everyone into total tyranny. But gives himself and his family waivers to do whatever they want. He now says, oh, it's terrible. I've got his quotes right here. Oh, it's just absolutely terrible. He says, I denounce the comments in the strongest possible terms. The Holocaust was an evil abomination. Respect for the victims requires that it never be referenced in such a trivial and insensitive manner. Well, Joseph Mengele would deny medical care to people he didn't like. Joseph Mengele forced people to take injections. And I've got Australia right here. Queensland Health confirms organ transplant recipients need to be vaccinated for COVID or will be allowed to die. That sounds pretty damn Nazi to me, Mr. Prime Minister. But let's hear from a German about it, since you tell us we're not allowed to talk about it, even though my grandfathers fought Hitler and what you're recreating, you monstrous pig demon. Here it is.
This message goes out to the people in Australia. My name is Christine Anderson. I'm a member of European Parliament, and I'm answering your SOS call. I will do whatever I can to make it known to the world that your once free and liberal democracy has been transformed into a totalitarian regime which tramples on human rights, civil liberties, and the rule of law. I'm imploring all of you around the world who still think your governments are looking out for your best interest. At no point in history have the people forcing others into compliance been the good guys. The welfare of humanity has always been the alibi of tyrants. Do you not realize that this vaccine does not protect you from COVID? It does, however, protect you from governmental oppression. For now, that is. But don't think for even a second that this is not going to change tomorrow. I'm a German, and we once asked our grandparents how they could have just stood by in silence, allowing a horrific totalitarian regime to come about. Anyone could have known. All they had to do was open their eyes and take a look. The vast majority chose not to. So, what will you tell your grandchildren? Will you tell them you didn't know? Will you tell them you were just following orders? You need to understand, it isn't about breaking the fourth wave. It is all about breaking people. Australia does not need a no-COVID strategy. What Australia needs is a no-oppression strategy. So I stand in support with your fight for freedom and democracy. We need to stop our governments from transforming our free and democratic societies into totalitarian regimes. We need to do it now. We need to stand up now.
Well, that's exactly what MP Christensen said. And the response was, you're anti-Semitic. Oh, we better bow down and let you put us in camps then. Don't call us anti-Semitic. There's a new report, bodies pile up as coroner hits red alert. Just went live on band.video. It's so powerful. I'm just going to air the first few minutes of it where a well-known coroner, a well-known undertaker, talks about what the coroners and others know, but what they're covering up in the UK alone. And then I ask the evil, fake front man that squats on top of Australia and claims he's against communist China, but is creating the same tyranny there. I asked him how this isn't like what Hitler did, you monster. Here it is.
For those of you who don't know me, my name's John. I'm a funeral director based in Milton Keynes. I run a funeral home called Milton Keynes Family Funeral Services, and it is the 6th of December, 2021. So what we're seeing is a large number, an unnaturally large number of deaths due to heart attack, stroke, aneurysm, and these are all as a direct result of thrombosis embolisms in the lungs, the legs, various places that's causing these deaths. And these are well documented by the local coroners. These are well documented, across the country. Nobody seems to be concerned by the alarming rise in them, you know. I used to see a blood clot very, very rarely, and now I've seen more this year than I have in the previous 14, to give you an idea. I've written to the Chief Coroner of England. He isn't concerned. I've had no response for weeks and weeks, and then I had an email from his secretary saying he's not interested. The other type of death that I'm seeing, which is more distressing for me personally, is people who are getting sick now as their immune systems finally give up. So they've had the jabs maybe 6, 8 months ago.
Stop right there. The report's titled Bodies Pile Up as Coroner Hits Red Alert. We had to build our own system. We had to spend millions of dollars to set it up and now pay with the bandwidth so we could fight these murderers. So don't let them win. Go to band.video. Go to the John Bound section. Get that report and share it. I tell you, go to Infowars.com, but it's down. This is an information war. These murderers think they're going to get away with it. They're not going to get away with it because you and I together are going to stop them. Every color, every race is the human race. They're attacking our red blood. Let's stop them.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it.
it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
December 7th, worldwide transmission. All right. Everybody knows that I have been extremely critical of Trump and Operation Warp Speed and the fact that we now know this is not a vaccine and that it's actually killing people and maiming them and erasing their immune systems and causing blood clots and ADE en masse. But that doesn't mean that Trump is somebody that we don't need to defend when the globalists make up lies about it. I know Trump's a good person. I also know he's very, very selfish and very, very pig-headed. He doesn't want to admit that Fauci conned him and sold him on this garbage. Same thing with Rand Paul. He's a medical doctor. He's even worse in my book because he knows all this and is not coming out against the shot itself. He's going, oh, learned immunity, natural immunity is much better. No, the shot erases your immunity after 6 months and makes you deathly ill. That's the facts, Paul, and you know it. And I'm not hateful of Paul. I really love Rand Paul. I love Trump. But why do I got to risk my life to do everything and watch them sit on the sidelines? And I don't even care about risking my life at the end of the day. I know we could win if these men acted like men and went all the way. You don't slay the dragon in a half-assed attack. You don't win the football game going at 50%. You win the game going at 10,000%. Anybody that's ever gone at 10,000% knows that's a very special place. And that's where we need to get these people going right now. The globalists think we lack will. They think we're pathetic. They think we're hit with something this evil, this over the top, this satanic, that we just will be overwhelmed by it and won't be able to deal with it and we'll just roll over. And if we do that, then we're dead. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing it. And I've already seen what we've done together, you amplifying the broadcast and everything we do, inspiring people. I've seen God working through us. I've witnessed the power of it. You have no idea, folks. It's not just Joe Rogan, and it's not just Candace Owens, and it's not just Tucker Carlson. It's the Russians. It's the African leaders. It's Japanese presidents and vice presidents are listeners. I talk to some of these people privately on the telephone. Don't just talk to Trump. It's not about, oh, I'm famous, I'm cool. No, I'm saying the signal is strong. Bolsonaro's son, that's a member of the Congress, his first son, number one son, said, you woke me and my father up 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Come to Brazil, interview my father. At CPAC, it's on video. Same thing happened with Nigel Farage on the show many years ago before he got too cool for school, which is fine. And, yeah, half the support for UKIP is from you. When we knock on doors, half people know about UKIP from you. We helped get Brexit, get it all in. Didn't mean they wouldn't try to run a scam and do all that later. Got a lot of vaccine news coming up next hour, like Oklahoma sues Biden administration over illegal vaccine mandates. That's coming up. But point is, I'm not bragging here. I'm letting you know that truth is a powerful weapon. We've drawn the sword Excalibur from the stone together. We did this together. I don't say that to pat you on the head. I mean, you did this with me. We did this. You understand? We did this. We already hurt these people really bad. And as Archbishop Iago said a few days ago, I don't care if you're Catholic, Baptist, whatever, God's real. He said, if you're fighting evil purely because you love God and love the children, God will protect you. And it's true. I have experienced God's power, which is very humbling. I don't sit up here and say, hey, I got God's power. But I do have God's power, and so do you. But I don't have the power. God gave me the power. It's not me. It's God. And I've noticed everything they throw against us, if I just take it and trust in God, turns back like a boomerang against them. And I've just got to take it, and it's not fun, but then I watch God fire back. Because God is a counterpuncher. God doesn't punch. God counterpunches. And God watches what happens to us and our children and does not like it and is looking for men and women that are going to stand up and heed the call to be part of His army to take the planet back and then beyond. But this is all a big test, and it's real. All right, let me just get to this right now. I could belabor this, but I want to be short and sweet about it. Any of you can go read this for yourselves. You can look this up for yourselves. And any of you that were paying attention 12 months ago and 11 months ago and 10 months ago, remember this, and you can pull it all up. Trump in June, after Black Lives Matter burned a bunch of stuff down and looted a bunch of stores and burned down part of a church from right by the White House, said we need 10,000 troops on standby for the election. And the Democrats said, you're a fascist, horrible demon, you can't have them. Then 2 weeks before, January 6th, when he was officially on board, he knew a lot of folks were coming, he said to the District of Columbia, I'd like you, as the mayor, as the governor there, basically, to call out the National Guard. They said, no, we're not going to let you use the military in a coup. Remember all that? Trump planning a coup in December of last year, 12 months ago. We put all the articles on screen, yeah. CBS News, you name it. Now, all these months later, as they got their January commission coming up, they're worried about this. So this colonel comes out and says, oh, the two generals, they just follow orders. The two generals said it's political bad optics. We're not going to release the military. That was the orders of D.C. That's actually in the quotes on CNN, ABC News, all of it. But now they know that's going to come out. They go, well, how do we spend this? We'll just say Trump blocked the military from being called out that day. Trump wasn't in control of the National Hill Police, the Capitol Police, which they're now the National Police. Trump wasn't in control of any of that. D.C.'s in control of that. And they sent half of the normal group away to do traffic control that day. And then when the calls came out by the Capitol Police to ask for the military to be called out, who were waiting at the nearby armory, they were told no by the sergeant of arms. And I have all the articles right here. I'll show them to you. So this isn't about a defense of Trump. It's about a defense of truth. Trump didn't want the overrun of the Capitol. Trump wanted to see huge masses of people and to show there was an election fraud and to see the Capitol filled and to say we want a 10-day investigation in the Senate, which is what he was calling for and I was calling for. So we don't have the motive, obviously. I mean, it looked like idiots blew our feet off, a big coup they had against us and our free speech and questioning elections. The big part about crime is having a motive. Trump knew that they had a stage set up over at the Ellipse. He knew then there was another stage over at Lot A in between the Supreme Court and the Capitol. All that was there, but he was set up by his own bureaucrats who knew what was happening. We don't know who they are, but they're the ones that came out with the Secret Service and said, yes, lead the march. They're the ones that called Roger Stone on the phone. This is on record. And said, come lead the march. He said, no, I got a bad feeling. I'm not part of this. Because a million people out there standing around is a scary thing. You can feel the power of it. Lead that with a bullhorn? It's like saying lead 1,000 bulls in an arena by the nose with a red cape. They're going to run you over. So this was a setup, and the managers and the bureaucrats ordered a stand down. And here's the headlines. Trump demanded 10,000 active duty troops deployed the streets in heated Oval Office meeting. Was told no. That's CBS News. Pelosi's fault. Speaker Pelosi told Sergeant of Arms to deny National Guard and Capitol Police for optics. Gateway Pundit. New York Times. Congress Sergeant of Arms faces scrutiny after siege. He ordered the stand down, not Trump. Trump said do something. New York Times. Trump says he told the Pentagon 10,000 National Guard troops would be needed January 6th, but was ignored. And it turns out he told the truth. D.C. mayor refused any federal law enforcement help prior to protests. Town hall. Fear of bad optics may have contributed to Capitol security failure. Vanity Fair, January 11th. They all know. They all said it. But now they've got this colonel coming out saying, oh, Trump did it and General Flynn did it and Alex Jones did it. It was their big plan to have them stand down. Hey, dumbasses, if we were trying a military coup, we'd had guns. And then your military wouldn't have kicked people out of the Capitol. But we still look like criminals, and it would be horrible. I'm not for that. I mean, just the idea that we had an insurrection without guns is preposterous. We wouldn't have taken the Capitol over. We'd have taken all the TV and radio stations over. And the Internet, like you've already done, you foreign Chi-Com agents.
Investors, listen up. There's been incredible demand in the market for companies focused on strategic mineral exploration. And right now, mineral discovery groups are piling into British Columbia's prolific Golden Triangle due to the massive discovery potential. China's economy is slowing down. Consumer goods remain in short supply. Pandemic-induced disruptions continue to affect global supply chains. And now the markets are bracing for interest rate hikes. All of this reads like a recipe for paying attention to companies focused on precious metals and in-demand minerals. Find out about the hottest companies leading the charge to revolutionize the multi-billion dollar mineral exploration market for free when you text the word HOT to 71441 for your free subscription to DearWallStreet.com. Text the word HOT to 71441 now to get information on these hot companies that we've identified. Get free intelligence on this hot market delivered directly to your mobile device from DearWallStreet.com when you text the word HOT to 71441. Text and data rates may apply. Text HOT to 71441.
I am...